Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. Can you believe it's 2023 already? Wow. Where did the time go? So as we head into 2023, it's normal for us to reflect back on the previous year and then look ahead for the new year, setting our new goals and that kind of thing. And when you reflect back, do you look over your old calendar? I highly recommend it if you don't, but look it over and see how messy life was. Because that's the tricky part, is in the beginning of the year, when we're setting our goals, we set our goals based on, you know, the perfect week. This is when I can do this. This is how much time I can schedule for this. And then we don't think about all of the curves that life throws during the year, because it does get messy. And that's where, when we manifest, we need to set up a support system to help us get through those times so we can stay focused on the big dream that we want for this year. So I thought I'd just share, for me personally, some of the highlights from 2022. My word for the year was joy, and I always do a year ahead reading for myself, and that includes a mantra for the year. And my mantra for 2022 was the Page of Cups, and it was all about having joy, finding joy in every moment. And I tried really hard to live that, although life did throw me some big curves. My daughter was engaged and not engaged. I went on a book research trip to Salem, Massachusetts for a new series, not realizing when I booked the trip that we would be moving the next month. Yikes. Then in June, my dad ended up in the ICU, and his health has always been great, so I never would have guessed that I would spend almost a month back in San Diego helping my stepmom to care for him. Thankfully, good news is he's fully recovered. He's a miracle. It was amazing. But anyway, back on track. So then, strangely enough, in August, I started a new business. What? That was not on my schedule for 2022 at all. I had all these books scheduled, but Spirit was really pulling me in another direction. I wanted to support the people that I did year ahead tarot readings for so that they could have support throughout the year to make those dreams happen. And it has been so rewarding. I'm so glad that I did it, even though it was terrifying and it took up so much time. So in the end, I released 2 less books than what I had planned. But I feel good about my decision. And heading into 2023, my new word is freedom. And so I canceled a couple of pre-orders for books that I had coming up because I want to have the freedom to go where Spirit leads me. And so I thought I would bring it up to you guys about what is your word for the year, if you choose one. And if you haven't had a year ahead reading from me, there is a link in the podcast notes for that. I only offer them till January 31st, but I would be happy to read for you. But you don't even need one to come up with what your word is going to be for the year. But again, I really encourage you to reflect back on that calendar for 2022. Look at all the messes that happened. And when you're planning out your 2023, try to figure out, what will my support system be? Because life is always going to keep twisting and turning, and things will go a different way than what you thought. And if you have a support system already built in, you can be comfortable in the knowledge that you will make it to your dream. The only way for you to fail is for you not to try. So when that fear of failure creeps in, or those negative self-talk, that's when you can remind yourself, as long as I keep trying, as long as I keep taking a tiny step every day, you will get that dream. And my dream for 2022 being joy, I managed to find joy even when I was in the hospital all day long with my dad. We would laugh. We would try to find fun things. I was also writing a book at the time. So I did the best I could to find joy. And you can do the same thing. What am I talking about? Well, I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions. I'm talking about dreams. So less than 10% of people who actually set a resolution keep it. And it's usually not for a lack of desire, but they set themselves up for failure because they didn't have a support system. So the first time life throws you a curve, you're kind of off balance and you lose your way. I think if you really want to make a change and create a different reality for yourself in any area of your life, you need three things. You need accountability, encouragement, and a support system that will help keep you engaged with your goal, even when things go a little sideways. So you can accomplish anything this year. 2023 can be yours if you set yourself up to succeed. So imagine your life 1 year from now. What do you want to grow? Growth is really how we expand. It's how we grow our world and our happiness. And you've probably heard the tired phrase, if you're not growing, you're dying. but take a minute and really try to imagine how you would feel if nothing changed from last year. Did you feel it? It feels kind of disappointing, right? We don't want to do the same thing year after year. We want to grow and change and learn and expand. You deserve that thrill of abundance that comes with growth. Everyone does. So if you're stressed, overwhelmed, or even depressed by the thought of being in the exact same place that you are today 1 year from now, what can you choose to change and grow into a new future? Don't put it off. Figure it out right now. Because obviously there's no better time to create the change that we want as we move into a new year. I want you to think about, how can I hold myself accountable? You can have a coach like me. I would love to help you manifest your dreams in 2023, but you can also figure that out on your own. Find your support system, people that you can entrust with your dream who aren't going to belittle you or, you know, tell you, oh, that's impossible. You need people who will build you up. But find your people who will hold you accountable to that. And also encourage you. And then look back over that 2022 calendar. See where things got messy? Be prepared this time. Be ready with tools to help you get back into your dream, whether it's visualizing or meditating. Any of those things will really help you to stay on track for a really, truly happy new year. On that note, I hope that you all have the best 2023. I'm sending you many blessings. And if you're interested in a year ahead reading, again, that link is in the show notes. If you would like to have extra support to get to your dreams, my Manifesting Mastermind group is just starting and you can definitely get involved. So there's a link for that in the show notes as well. And I hope that you guys get every dream you desire. You deserve it. It is your birthright. You are worthy. I hope you guys have a great new year, and I will see you again on the next podcast episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.